This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson is set to take over. On Just Today's show, we have the former head of the CDC saying they covered up gain of function, that the government created it, the Defense Department ran it, and that Fauci and Bill Gates lied to Congress about it. We have the January 6th information coming out, the federal provocateurs ran the attack. We have it coming out in the Proud Boys trial where the FBI accidentally sending files to the defense that they destroyed hundreds of pieces of evidence, and the fact that the Proud Boys were innocent. We have Matt Taibbi testifying in Congress about total illegal surveillance and then censorship with dozens of private corporate groups and think tanks and the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL with legacy dinosaur media and the government against surveilling and censoring people on hundreds of issues. They're now censoring online January 6th information. Even clips from Congress are being blocked and controlled on Twitter and YouTube and places. It is just insane. And yes, even though Musk is in control, has done a better job, there's still people in there censoring at Twitter. And people focus on Twitter. That's the one agency, the one group, and is an agency of the government, that is actually getting somewhat freer. Everything you see at Twitter is much worse at Facebook and its subsidiaries, and Google, and its subsidiaries, and Apple, and all the other tech companies after it follow it. So you've seen on this show, just today, bombshell after bombshell after bombshell that will affect the world for the better, and it's putting the tyrants on their heels. But we can't do it without your support. I just did 2 hours. I did plug in the first hour. I just did 2 hours and did not do one plug. You tune in to all the rest of talk radio, because I get it. Nobody listens to the ads. They're plugging in the segment, out of the segment. The start of the segment, out of the segment. I can't do that. Our money problems would be over if I just did that. We have sponsors lined up out the ass. But I cannot stand to do it. I just want to sell supplements and books and films at InfoWarsStore.com that empower you, that enrich your mind, that inform you, and that keep us on air. So, less than 1% of listeners actually buy products. Most listeners do share the articles and videos. That's why we're so successful. You're the reason we're successful. Not just the great guests, not just the great analysis. But I can't do it without you. So I need those that have been on the fence for whatever reason to go get the best CBD oil you're going to find out there for the price. It's the highest grade at less than 50% off what anybody else sells it for. To go get our nitric boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood and your whole cardiovascular system. To get our great prebiotics sold out for over a year, finally back in stock, 40% off. Or the ultimate bone broth sold out for over 2 years with supply chain breakdowns, now finally back in stock. And the vitamin D3 gummies and the sleep aid knockout and so many other great products like Down and Out. And the new turmeric toothpaste that is full of vitamins and minerals and tea tree oil and highest quality iodine, not just the turmeric. So good for your gums, so good for your cells, so good to rejuvenate your body. InfoWarsStore.com is the coordinates to get great products. And know at this critical time, you are fighting against the tyrants. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We are barely in the black. I humbly appreciate your support, and I'm asking those of you that have supported to support again. Get great products at the same time, and I'm asking those of you on the fence to take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a win-win situation. Only way you lose is not taking action. You make a straight donation as well on the site, InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Paul Watson's going to take over, and Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m., right after Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., does a fabulous job. He's always done a great show, but it's getting really successful now, blowing up. So is Owen's War Room, doing a fabulous job as well, 3 p.m. Central. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over. All I can say is this is one of the most important shows we've ever done. The full thing will be archived at fan.video the next few hours. Cut it up, share it, slice it, dice it. It's all trademark, copyright free. Just get it out. We are free to air. And the only power we have is God working through you to spread the word. Great job of the crew. Paul Joseph Watson from Summit.News takes over now.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the Summit News Hour on this 9th of March, 2023. Coming up later in the show, we're going to talk about this incredible poll. They actually did a survey of people in Britain and asked them who was most vehement, most enthusiastic in terms of thinking that the government wasn't draconian enough. The government didn't lock us down hard enough. And you'll be surprised as to the answer as to the demographic group that was basically the most enthusiastic about being bootlickers and what that says about the current generation. First, though, in the United Kingdom, a big controversy right now, whether it deserves to be is another question, is the television presenter Gary Lineker, who basically is a sports presenter but never shuts up about woke political issues on Twitter. He, of course, chooses to live in the least diverse, the least multicultural areas of Great Britain, but then constantly lectures the rest of the country about how they're racist for being critical of mass migration. And the reason why people are critical of mass migration, you have another slew of stories to that effect, including this one. Channel migrant stabbed student because he wanted to be deported from Britain. This is out of the Telegraph. Yet another example of a violent knife attack, which have risen exponentially over the past 5 years, by the way. Record high crime in England and Wales now. A violent knife attack by a boat migrant, a quote, refugee. Of course, we know none of them are, virtually none of them are legitimate refugees. They get here on boats from France, a country not at war. 4 out of 10 of them are from Albania, a country not at war. Many of those Albanians go on to become drug dealers and career criminals. They're not refugees. They're not legitimate asylum seekers. Yet they're constantly treated that way by the media. We have yet another example of a violent attack. This is Iraqi Rabaz Mohammed, who attacked teenager Ellis Wheeler in a leafy park in Southampton, southern England, leaving him fighting for his life. And they've actually got a video of this attack. At the top of this Telegraph article, Iraqi immigrant stabbed student in Southampton is the YouTube title of the video. Broad daylight, middle of a park, this student is just talking to this guy. Obviously, he's getting harassed to some extent. He tries to walk away. He moves a bit quicker, starts trying to run away. And this migrant, who again had a record, it turns out, of criminal violence, surprise, surprise, stabs him in the back, punctures his lung, leaves him fighting for his life. In many other circumstances, this victim would have been dead. So this is the moment an Iraqi immigrant stabbed a university student because he wanted to be deported from Britain. This happens all the time now. in virtually every European country. Last year, we had a massive stabbing attack in one of these hotels in Glasgow, where they're putting up all these boat migrants who just rock up on the southern shores of England. Four-star hotels in many cases, prime tourist locations, taxpayers footing the bill, £7 million a day. The government hands them free debit cards, prepaid, free healthcare. Remember, this is at a time when the NHS, because of lockdown, basically, where they kicked everyone out of the hospitals and told you not to go to hospital, while claiming the hospitals were overflowing, they're actually empty, people were denied serious medical care. NHS waiting lists as long as, basically, from here to the moon. People can't get adequate healthcare in the UK. If you're an illegal immigrant who gets on a boat from France and you just show up here, you're designated a doctor. You get free immediate healthcare, no charge, on site. Free prepaid debit card. Free cash. Free four-star hotel accommodation. And again, we wonder why they keep coming. It's an absolute joyride. And this is the consequence. Ellis Wheeler, a teenager, was left fighting for his life after Rabaz Mohammed attacked him as he walked through a leafy park on his way back from the gym. Footage shows Mohammed pulling out a kitchen knife from his coat before lunging at the 18-year-old's back, puncturing his lung in broad daylight. And again, there are eyewitnesses, there are onlookers, they do nothing. I mean, you probably can't blame them given this guy's wielding a massive knife. The Iraqi can be seen approaching the student before the attack, speaking to him briefly and asking if he knew kickboxing before swinging at him. So he's basically trying to figure out if the guy's going to defend himself. He doesn't. And he almost dies. Mohammed came to the UK illegally on a small boat, was arrested at the scene and told police he had attacked his victim so he could be sent home to Iraq. He probably won't even be sent home to Iraq, at least not for 2 or 3 years. Even when they're literally violently attacking people in broad daylight with 12-inch blades in the park, wanting to be deported, presumably he's not happy with his free Wi-Fi. Maybe he dislikes the breakfasts that are being served up for free at these hotels. Maybe he's not happy about there being enough credit on his prepaid card being given to him. And in fact, that's exactly the reason. He basically says he's not being given enough money. He's not being allowed to get a job by the government. So he just walked into a park and decided to stab a 28-year-old, or a student, even younger, 18-year-old, nearly killing him. So there's a 28-year-old migrant who's previously served a prison term. We're not importing the best, are we? Appeared at Southampton Crown Court after pleading guilty to grievous bodily harm with intent and possessing a knife blade. Again, history of violent attacks, been in prison before. They just let him into the country, and this is what happens. Meanwhile, in France, Afghan migrant who sexually assaulted 3 teen girls in 4 days says he arrived in France for a better life. This is a 44-year-old Afghan migrant who sexually assaulted 3 young French women in 4 days in the city of Douai. He's been sentenced to prison. The real threat, apparently, though, in France is people who criticise mass migration. Zero Hedge reports French politician faces criminal trial for immigration criticism. This is French Senator Stéphane Ravier, who stated that, quote, immigration kills the youth of France after, in a somewhat similar situation to the one I just talked about, a Senegalese migrant, presumably another boat migrant, killed a 18-year-old in Marseille. Again, 62-year-old man from Senegal. Killed a man in Marseille, 18 years old. The senator came out and was critical of it. Now he's being brought up on what are basically the equivalent of hate crimes charges. In Germany, we have space but not for Germans. Protests against elderly residents being evicted to accommodate migrants labelled far right. Bunch of elderly residents in a care home in Germany. And this is happening across the country. In this case, it's the city of La Roche. They've been there for years. Again, these are vulnerable elderly people. They need to have a familiar, safe environment. The local Christian charity found that it was more profitable to get paid by the government to house migrants in this care home than elderly German residents. So they were all kicked out. there was a protest against it, and now those people protesting against it, well, they're right, they're extremists. In Sweden, multicultural Malmo cars and building damaged in latest Sweden bombing. Grenade attacks, the police being attacked, routine riots. This is the result of cultural enrichment in Sweden. Remember, Trump was laughed at, criticized for even drawing attention to this back in 2017. Now it's a daily fact of life in diverse Sweden. In Italy, illegal migrant arrested after stabbing and robbery rampage. This is a North African migrant who was arrested by Milan Central Railway Station after committing 5 robberies and stabbing 6 people, seriously injuring 2 of them. Again, North African illegal immigrant from Morocco. Same old story again and again. In France, in Sweden, in Germany, in the United Kingdom. This is why the majority of the British public want these boats stopped. It's not a far-right thing. It's a common-sense thing. It's basic safety of the individual. We'll be back. Summit.news. Go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So we have all these massive problems with mass migration across Europe, and especially now with this latest tragedy, this stabbing of this 18-year-old in the UK. Again, continuing to prove disastrous. The boats keep coming in. 1,000 a day on some days when it's good weather coming across the channel. It's never ending. The British government, the Tory government, having been completely weak and limp-wristed in dealing with this for the entirety of the crisis itself, finally comes out and says, we're not going to give amnesty to any of these illegal boat migrants, we're going to deport them. And then the British public has to get lectured by some multi-millionaire lovey who literally chooses to live in the whitest, least diverse pockets of suburban luxury in the United Kingdom, lecturing everybody else about how they're racist bigots. And he's been doing it for the best part of the last decade. His name is Gary Lineker. I'm going to come back and tell you the latest on this, but let's go to the video first. This is called The Biggest Idiot. Let's roll it. Gary Lineker loves diversity.
Britain wouldn't be Britain without refugees.
Just not in his own backyard. The insufferably woke TV presenter has been demanding open borders for a decade while living in some of the least diverse areas of the UK possible. First buying a mansion in Esher, Surrey, which has a white population comfortably higher than the national average. But to be fair, he did then move to ethnically diverse London. Oh wait, no, my bad. He moved to Barnes, which is one of the very least ethnically diverse areas of London. For Gary, it's very much a case of do as I say, not as I do. Now the multi-millionaire metropolitan elitist is inflicting his opinions about mass immigration on the British public, yet again, with the pathetically weak Tory government finally suggesting it might do something to stop the deluge of boat migrants entering the country by passing a law that would bar them from claiming asylum in the UK, then deporting them. But Gary isn't best pleased.
Our asylum system has been overwhelmed, but if you come here illegally, you will not be able to stay.
Good heavens, this is beyond awful!
Good heavens, you don't want random fighting-age men from North Africa and the Middle East just rocking up on boats and then running off into the nearest town.
How awful!
Or better yet, being given a free taxi service, free four-star hotel room, free cash, free healthcare, no questions asked.
That's beyond awful!
There is no huge influx. Yeah. We just took in 1.1 million migrants in a single year. An increase of 435,000 on the previous year. Part of a multi-decade soaring trend. 16.8% of the population of England and Wales is now foreign-born. Major cities like Manchester, Birmingham and London are now minority white British. On some days, 1,000 or more boat migrants cross the channel. Hotels so chronically overflowing with them, the government is having to put them in disused military bases. But according to Gary, that's not a huge influx. We need more, just not anywhere near where he lives.
This is an immeasurably cruel policy directed at the most vulnerable people, in language that is not dissimilar to that used by Germany in the 1930s.
The most vulnerable people. They're getting on boats in France. The vast majority are young men, economic migrants, not refugees. Pointing out that basic fact doesn't make someone a Nazi, Gary. Lineker got some backlash, then immediately started whining about it.
Great to see the freedom of speech champions out in force this morning demanding silence from those those with whom they disagree.
Calling out your brain-dead babble isn't silencing you, Gary.
Who's silencing you? You've been on your soapbox spouting the same drivel since 2015.
I have never known such love and support in my life than I'm getting this morning. I want to thank each and every one of you. It means a lot.
Oh, piss off. Stop pretending your demented opinion represents the consensus view of the reasonable majority. It doesn't.
We just had a poll last month where a plurality of supporters of left-wing parties think immigration to the UK is too high.
A new poll this week shows 50% of the public support banning boat migrants from being able to claim asylum, compared to 36% who oppose. So no, Gary, your dumb, reductive, glib hot take on mass migration isn't some kind of populist clarion call. It's a vacuous echo chamber talking point of the moneyed elite, the nowhere people. The only segment of society that benefits from mass migration.
I'll continue to try and speak up for those poor souls that have no voice. Cheers all.
Poor souls? You mean the 4 out of 10 boat migrants coming from Albania, a country not even at war? A significant chunk of whom get here then go on to become career criminals and drug dealers.
Poor souls.
Yeah, they really look poor and downtrodden while filming their fancy free 4-star hotel rooms on their brand new iPhones, don't they? Poor souls! Poor souls like Salman Abedi, rescued as a refugee from Libya, before going on to blow himself and a bunch of kids up at the Manchester Arena. Oh, poor soul. The endless cases of teenage girls being sexually harassed outside schools by these poor souls. Don't forget, this is the same guy who fronted NGO mass migration propaganda, saying Britain should fling its borders open even wider because fish and chips exist.
Britain wouldn't be Britain without fish and chips, a national institution of culinary delight.
Oi, Gary, have you ever thought about where I actually come from?
Well, suppose not.
You've got refugees to thank for me.
Yeah, some French dude decided to put battered fish together with chips 200 years ago. So I guess we just have to lay out the red carpet for Abdul and all his mates from Afghanistan.
Funnily enough, it was another refugee who decided to bring me and fish face together back in the 1860s.
It's true. A guy called Joseph Malin opened the nation's first ever fish and chip shop.
Aside from the small problem that this is factually incorrect, it was almost certainly Lancashire's John Lees who opened the first fish and chip shop in Britain. But anyway, Joseph Malin was a legal immigrant. He didn't just jump on a boat paid for by criminal people smugglers and illegally enter the country, did he?
Hello. You're right.
But what do facts matter to Gary? This is the same guy who claimed these 40-year-old men were child refugees and anyone who claimed otherwise was just a racist bigot. Lineker gets paid £1.35 million a year by the BBC, much of it funded by the onerous BBC licence fee, which is bullied out of the taxpayer. Under the BBC's own guidelines, their employees aren't allowed to express overtly political statements, which Gary does a lot. Like, a hell of a lot. But if you're waiting for him to be disciplined or fired, don't hold your breath. Because the BBC only disciplines or fires people who express political views that counter leftist narratives. Like David Bellamy, who they unceremoniously dumped because he was critical of climate change dogma. The BBC won't sack Gary Lineker because the elites agree with him. Gary will continue to lecture the British people about how racist they are for wanting sane border controls to maintain the identity of their country, while he lives in the whitest pocket of multi-millionaire suburban luxury and privilege that money can buy, safely shielded from the impact of the policies he demands be inflicted on everyone else.
Britain wouldn't be Britain without refugees.
So again, I made that video last night predicting that the BBC, which again, it exists under this impartiality rule where its own employees, even freelance contractors, aren't allowed to make political statements. These rules don't apply to Gary Lineker, of course, because exactly as I predicted in that video, they've done nothing whatsoever. The Sun reports Gary Lineker will not face any disciplinary action. BBC source said, we have spoken to Gary and he won't face any disciplinary action. So again, that's not even the major issue. The major issue is he gets up on this soapbox and spouts this drivel for the best part of 10 years. He's completely protected as a member of the multimillionaire metropolitan elite from all the negative impacts of mass migration, while demanding everyone else who is impacted by it just embrace it without.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps it on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So while violent criminals and potentially jihadists run around the UK after having arrived illegally on boats, stabbing people in broad daylight, our government seems to be more concerned about the extremist threat
posed by people like this individual, a Christian preacher. Breitbart reports Christian preacher reported to UK terror police after calling trans woman a man in woman's clothing, after stating a biological fact. Christian street preacher was reportedly referred to the UK's counter-terrorism police after saying that a so-called trans woman was really a man in woman's clothing. David McConnell had already been convicted of harassment in a British court of law over the incident last year, with the preacher being sentenced to a 12-month community order. He said an individual, transgender, was really a gentleman and a man in woman's clothing. They reported him to the anti-terror police. While we have actual jihadists and violent criminals, nobody knows who they are, running around stabbing people in broad daylight. But the Christian preacher, who calls a biological male a man in woman's clothing, he's the extremist threat. He's the one we need to keep an eye on. And this, of course, arose, as I talked about last week, out of this anti-terror program, which is completely run by far-left outfits like Hope Not Hate and others, basically the British equivalent of the SPLC. They listed George Orwell's 1984 as a potential form of radicalization if people read it. They listed the complete works of Shakespeare as a potential vector for radicalization. And they even listed Michael Caine's 1964 film, Zulu. Breitbart, again, Michael Caine mocks government attempt to label 1964 Zulu film extremist. The Oscar-winning actor has panned an effort by a UK government programme to label 1964 film Zulu as extremist because it shows the victory of British soldiers against an African army in South Africa. Yeah, you can't portray a historical battle which shows white British people winning a battle against dark-skinned Africans because that could radicalise people to become right-wing. It's a historical fact. The Battle of Rorke's Drift, 1879. You can't even talk about British history now. They label it a vector, a facilitator for extremism, for radicalization. Well, Michael Caine has come out and called this the biggest load of BS I have ever heard. That's what he told the UK Spectator. Pretty much nail on the head. Let's shift gears now, though, because there's more coming out about the Wuhan lab leak, and there's more coming out about the lockdown files, which, of course, we've been talking about on this show for the best part of a week now. I appeared here on Monday with Alex to talk about it. Let's summarize exactly what the lockdown files are and what they reveal in terms of the decision-making process behind that order to lock the United Kingdom down back in March 2020, and then we'll get into some of the fallout. This is called the lockdown files. Let's roll it. More than 100,000 WhatsApp messages sent between UK ministers, officials and others have lifted the lid on how they came to impose lockdown on the population and the decision-making process behind it. And credit to The Telegraph, which is the only media outlet in the UK giving this the attention it deserves. Let's get straight to the point. While some of this is a limited hangout, some key revelations, or rather confirmations of what we already suspected, have emerged. By far the biggest. Matt Hancock wanted to, quote, deploy a new COVID variant to, quote, frighten the pants off the public and ensure they complied with lockdown. Simon Case, the Cabinet Secretary, wanted to ramp up the fear-guilt factor to force people into compliance. They considered locking up Nigel Farage because he took a photo of himself enjoying a pint in a pub less than 2 weeks after returning from America. They mocked travellers who were forced to hole up in quarantine hotels that were glorified prisons, calling it hilarious. They introduced face masks despite being told by England's chief medical officer that there was no very strong reason to do so. They ignored positive news stories about COVID infections dropping because they wanted to prolong lockdown. So basically, everything that we said was happening at the time and were monstered and maligned by the media for doing so was happening all along. We were right. All along. There's still this myth going around that government officials facing a novel coronavirus had to take a safety-first approach because the situation was unprecedented and the risks unknown. That's total BS. These messages once again illustrate how they knew from the very beginning the virus wasn't as big a threat as they were telling the general public it was. And they deliberately chose to exaggerate the threat to browbeat the public into complete submission. This approach was also decided upon
right from the very start, by government advisory bodies, who, as Laura Dodsworth's State of Fear exposed, deployed unethical, totalitarian methods of mind control. Their words, not mine. To increase the, quote, perceived level of personal threat that the virus poses because, quote, a substantial number of people still do not feel sufficiently personally threatened. And what of this weapons-grade bellend? In January 2020, Hancock was bragging about how his career could be propelled into the next league by the pandemic. Now he's prancing around on reality TV shows like nothing happened.
Well, hello.
He's a narcissistic, attention-seeking little prick grifting off of a nation's pain and suffering. And he thinks it's funny. Well, I'm f***ing laughing. Critics have accused Hancock of being drunk on power, calling for him to face questions in the Commons. Is that really enough? Hancock and his ilk. Weaponized behavioural psychology to traumatise an entire nation. Their unethical, deliberately exaggerated fear-mongering terrified the population into complete paralysis. Ruined relationships, missed funerals, serious untreated illnesses, a mental health catastrophe. Children literally offing themselves. Many serious researchers assert that lockdown will, in the long term, claim more lives than COVID itself. Should the people who are knowingly responsible for all that be allowed to just get away with it with merely a slap on the wrist? And will the general public even care, given that polls show more Brits than not think the government's handling of COVID wasn't strict enough? Lock me down harder, Daddy! Now, what punishment for Matt Hancock, the guy that oversaw all this, the guy who deliberately said they were going to planning to release the new COVID variant? Of course, again, he wasn't cooking it up in a lab. He was politically setting the agenda as to when to release it to achieve the maximum level of fear and population control. Alison Pearson in The Telegraph writes, Matt Hancock should be arrested for willful misconduct in public office. Again, he's out there prancing around on television, making an absolute killing off of being the health secretary. He thinks it's all funny. And there's no consequences, apparently. They're going to have this big COVID whitewash. And again, he'll probably get away with it. But another thing that's come out today, in a similar context, Breitbart reports, kowtow, UK government-centred reference to Wuhan lab leak in Health Secretary's memoirs. Again, we've got numerous offshoots of the US government coming out and saying, this is probably a lab leak, this is what we think. The UK government hasn't said anything about it. They're so desperately timid about offending Beijing, they don't even voice their suspicions whatsoever. Well, now the British government censored former Health Secretary Matt Hancock's references to the Wuhan virus likely being the result of a lab leak in his memoirs, his position being that the outbreak's location was entirely coincidental. In fact, one of the few things that Hancock said that made a lot of sense, which is what they censored here, he basically said, if we had the strange sudden release of a pathogen or a virus in Wiltshire, which is where Porton Down Bioweapons Facility is located in the United Kingdom, would anyone be wise to make the suggestion that maybe that virus, that pathogen, came from the Porton Down Bioweapons Facility in Wiltshire? That's all he said, and they censored him for that. They didn't want that to come out in his book. Absolutely incredible level of control of the information. Meanwhile, COVID not deadly enough to justify risk of fast-track vaccines, Chris Whitty told government, again proving they knew from the very start there was no 3-6%, whatever it was, fatality rate. The threat of the virus was being deliberately exaggerated to elicit absolute unquestioning obedience. They knew it from the start. Summit.news will be back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, how the tables have turned on the mask mandates, of course, we've had study after study come out and prove that they have no quantifiable effect on reducing the transmission of the COVID virus whatsoever. It came out in the lockdown files, as I just mentioned in the previous video. Chris Whitty, the chief medical officer of England, right at the start of the pandemic, told everybody these are not going to have any effect whatsoever. They went ahead and imposed them anyway, had them imposed in schools for well over a year. Of course, we know Fauci, back at the start of the pandemic, knew that masks would have no impact whatsoever. It was introduced as a form of population control, a constant reminder to everyone that they were in a pandemic, that they had to behave, that they had to conform, that they had to show up. Well, the tables have turned somewhat, at least in Vienna. Breitbart reports Vienna finally lifts mask mandate and bans masks from public transport. And in fact, you've seen this in many major retailers in the United States as well, where they're now saying you're not allowed to come in the store if you're wearing a face mask, because guess what? Criminals are wearing face masks to hide their identity and then robbing all the stores. Well, in Vienna, they've lifted their long-standing mask mandate on public transport, and now those who still wear masks are banned from doing so and could even face fines. I mean, are we really going to lament that? how they monstered and demonized people who didn't wear masks, how they were screamed at, harassed on public transport for the best part of, what, over 2 years? Vienna lifted its mandatory mask policy on public transportation. Now they're saying if you don't have basically a medical note from a doctor saying you need to wear a mask, then you'll face fines if you do wear one. I guess they're also having problems with criminals hiding their identity, just as they are in big retail stores in America. I wanted to get to this video, though, because I was shocked, and it takes a lot to shock me now, given how jaded you can become by all this information, that the biggest demographic who wanted the government to lock them down even harder, govern me harder, daddy, was not the one that you'd suspect, the elderly, the quote, vulnerable, the boomers. It was a very different demographic. Let's go to this video now. It's called Govern Me Harder, Daddy. Let's roll it. You don't have it, never mind. Do we have the video? Let's go to a different video. There was a study, CDC study. Researchers confirmed what we suspected all along. Of course, I'll talk about this in the video. You have the meme of the trad college girl, the attractive, wholesome-looking college girl, going to university, coming out of university with blue hair, fat, nose rings, looking like she belongs in an Antifa mugshot. And now new research has confirmed that leftists, because leftist beliefs tend to create misery, hopelessness, depression in young people, and it is now indeed confirmed that leftists are more depressed than conservatives. Let's go to this video. Liberals are more depressed than conservatives. Let's roll it. Just confirmed a reality that was fairly self-evident all along. Leftists are more depressed than right-wingers. The CDC studied depression in young people and found a divergence in political ideology. Left-wing Vox writer Matthew Iglesias covered the study in his Substack article, and he concluded, quote, breaking things down by gender and ideology, they find that liberal girls have the highest increase in depressive effect and conservative boys have the least. But liberal boys are more depressed than conservative girls, suggesting an important independent role for political ideology. He also acknowledges how progressive politics have become, quote, a more congenial home for people who are miserable. The trend of progressives to catastrophize every single issue is also generating pessimism and hopelessness in young people. Iglesias accurately summarized one of the causes in this depression of young people when he wrote, quote, poor behavior by adult progressives, many of whom now valorize depressive effect of a sign of political commitment. This is a phenomenon I've talked about numerous times before. How the neurodiversity movement, the mental health industry, and the culture in general is glorifying forms of depression and mental illness as not something to be treated privately with discretion, but something to almost be proud of and to externalize at every single available opportunity. The incredible rise in the numbers of Gen Z kids embracing LGBT ideology also feeds into this. Such identities often intersect with unhealthy lifestyles, based around drugs, hollow promiscuity, and a perceived sense of permanent victimhood. The right really is missing a trick when it fails to point out that adopting left-wing beliefs is an almost surefire path to abject misery. That meme of the young girl before she goes to college looking stable, attractive, and wholesome, then coming out of college looking like a stereotypical Antifa mugshot, isn't just a cliche, it's real. Constantly wallowing in self-loathing, racial guilt, and grievance-fueled self-pity is a recipe for lifelong despair. This all cements the premise. If leftism is dependent on perpetuating itself by creating generation after generation of depressed people, this explains why it promotes vacuous, degenerate, hedonistic, morally relativist lifestyles that make young people significantly more vulnerable to long-term melancholy. Now, we do have that video now. I'm going to come back, talk about one final news story, but let's roll this one. The most enthusiastic bootlickers, you'd be surprised who it is. This is called Govern Me Harder, Daddy. Everything we've learned about lockdown and the restrictions over the past 3 years, it's really heartening to know that the British public has woken up to all the BS. Yeah, right, if only that were true. And I really don't want to be the one doling out black pills every single day. But good God. So YouGov did a poll which showed that more Brits than not thought the government wasn't strict enough during lockdown.
Govern me harder, Daddy.
But get this, it's not even the elderly or boomers who are skewing those numbers. The most enthusiastic bootlickers are young people. 51% of Brits aged 18 to 24 wanted the government to be even more draconian. Just 13% in that age group thought the state had been too strict. Incredible. As Michael Deacon writes in the Telegraph today, they've actively grown to love captivity. The young had the least to fear from COVID and the most to lose from lockdowns, yet they, according to this extraordinary poll, are the ones who supported lockdown the most fervently. Their education was disrupted, their love lives were suspended, the best days of their lives were ruined. For pity's sake, the young are supposed to rebel against authority, not demand more of it. And think about this. That demographic, young people in the UK, are overwhelmingly anti-Tory. They blame the vile, uncompassionate Tories for all of society's ills, believe they're evil incarnate, believe they're actually right-wing authoritarian, even believe they're fascistic. And yet they're simultaneously upset that this evil right-wing fascistic entity didn't abuse enough of its power, that they didn't curtail enough of their basic liberties. How mind-numbingly dumb is that? In what kind of bizarro world does that make any sense? Tories? Yeah, can't stand them. Despicable, despotic, dangerous. But lock me down harder, Daddy, anyway. What? Does anyone else find it deeply disturbing that the youth of this country, having pretty much always been in the past a vanguard of anti-authoritarian rebellion, are now psychologically gelded bootlickers who have absolutely no grasp whatsoever of the value of freedom? Is this all explained by a skewed polling sample? Are bootlickers more likely to take part in surveys? Maybe, I don't know. Here's another one. A clear majority of Brits support 15-minute cities by a wide margin. Do they even know what that entails? A technocratic control grid where you're punished by onerous fines for driving through your own town, tracked and traced by networks of license plate scanning surveillance cameras. Another tax on the poor for driving older, less green vehicles. And they love it. Yes, please, Daddy, govern me harder. I'll leave you with this one white pill, though. 50% versus 36% of the public want to ban illegal boat migrants from being able to claim asylum. Well, you've got to be thankful for small mercies. Now, we've talked about the lockdown files. What about the Twitter files? More's come out today. Twitter files: state entities flagged anti-Ukraine narratives for censorship. This is, of course, another data dump by journalist Matt Taibbi, who's currently testifying in front of a committee. But not only were anti-Ukraine narratives flagged by state-affiliated entities, this is basically the federal government going to Twitter saying there's anti-Ukraine sentiment, we need to shut it down, we need to ban these people. But also, vaccine misinformation, which included, quote, true content which might promote vaccine hesitancy. So they wanted Twitter to ban it, this is the federal government, even if it was, quote, true content. Quote, stories of true vaccine side effects. They admitted they were happening. They wanted them banned anyway. They wanted people like Robert F. Kennedy, Sherry Tenpenny and others nuked off Twitter. Not only shadow banned, censored, but kicked off the platform altogether. Because they say, quote, true posts which could fuel hesitancy. They were that desperate to force Americans to take that vaccine. They deliberately set out to censor verifiable, truthful information about vaccine side effects, vaccine harms, again, because they thought it would convince people against taking the vaccine. And they admit it was true. Censorship industrial complex is real, and now it's all coming out. That's going to wrap it up for the Summit News Hour. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Keep it locked in.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.